The next week, Mr. Green kept his distance as Owen continued to get more familiar with his team. They weren't called on any rescue jobs, which struck Owen as a touch odd when he watched the news and saw what was happening in the city, but it wasn't his place to push on that front. After the lines he'd drawn, Owen didn't have any right or desire to go traipsing around in Green's territory. Wednesday, however, was the day of his power assessment. The details had been finalized on Monday. He was going to Elemental Fury's base at high noon, the symbolism wasn't lost on him, to be formally tested by the hero team. There would be an almost live feed of the event, slightly delayed in case of a stray vulgarity or accidental unmasking, for every person who had purchased the pay-per-view. From what Lenny had told Owen the day before, this was quite a large number of people. When it was all over, Owen would be getting a considerable sum of money no matter how it played out. If he could still get drunk, he likely would have put every cent toward enough whiskey to wash away the memory of the whole ordeal. Owen suited up in his Titan gear that morning. He was officially off the clock as a hero liaison until Thursday, leaving him the whole morning to worry about the fallout from this test. Owen shook it off as he slipped on his mask and pressed the button to activate his earpiece.
Titan reporting in.
Dispatch recognizes Titan. You are shown as inactive today for a power assessment with Elemental Fury. Do you wish to change this status?
For a moment, Owen was tempted to do just that. If he went active and got called in for something big, maybe he could skip the assessment altogether. But even if he did postpone the assessment, it just meant more time to dread the damn thing. Better to meet it head-on and be done.
No, that status is accurate. Checking in to see if there have been any more robot attacks, ones that the news might not have covered.
None so far. In the current suspected pattern, there are several weeks between attacks.
I know. Just making sure.
There's little need to bother checking in. You have been moved to priority response when the next attack occurs.
Who moved me to priority?
Unfortunately, I'm not at liberty to release that information.
Now that's interesting. Only somebody with deep connections could make that happen. Thanks for letting me know. Even if I'm off the comm, please try to reach me for that. I really want to crack at those things.
Of course, I will follow priority protocol as required. Do you have anything else you wish to ask about?
No. Guess I may as well grab breakfast before my damn assessment.
There is no need to worry. Assessments are safe, carefully monitored procedures.
Yeah, well, mine's a bit different than most.
I'm aware of that. Yours comes with political ramifications in the hero field. May I offer some advice?
By all means.
Be polite, be careful, and be gracious in either victory or defeat. Also be sure to really kick some ass.
Owen nearly dropped one of the gloves he'd been slipping over his sizable hands.
Beg pardon?
Titan has been more myth than man for many years now, but some of us remember who you used to be. We've been waiting for you to come back to us. Don't make your first true performance a lackluster affair. The world still needs a Titan. Remind everyone, who might have forgotten, exactly why that is.
Yes.
Titan felt his resolve strengthen. She was right. He hadn't come back to this world to play politics or patty cake with an insecure hero. He'd come back to make a difference. He wanted criminals to think of him the way little kids thought of the ghoul under the bed, the monster in the closet. There had been a time when entire gangs would throw down their weapons at the mere mention of the name Titan. The more scared of him they were, the more often they surrendered, and the less people got hurt. It was Heroing 101.
Thanks, Dispatch.
It is my duty to relay all relevant information as needed.
When Owen emerged from his room, he found the rest of his team already waiting in the kitchen, clustered together near the table. Owen barely had time to register their presence before a wave of tantalizing scents hit him at the same time they realized he was there.
Surprise! We made you a good luck breakfast.
Is that... Did you actually make waffles and bacon? What happened to nutritious and tasteless?
Snuck in the ingredients myself. We're still eating the usual stuff. God knows Green'll shit a kitten if we gain an ounce. But we thought you deserved a real meal before your throwdown.
I envy your ability to eat such food and stay so lean.
From Bubble Bubble, it was about as nice a compliment as he could expect.
Wow. I didn't expect this. Thanks. All of you, I mean it.
We wanted you to know we support you as a member of our team.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we get it. You're thankful. Now come eat before the offices downstairs start complaining about the noise.
Owen walked to the table, sat down, and served himself from a platter of lopsided waffles and slightly overdone bacon. These kids didn't have much experience cooking, but Owen was too hungry and grateful to care about the presentation.
All right, tell us about what this trial of yours involves. Us insignificant little shits have never gone through such high and mighty rituals.
Be thankful. They're just overgrown pissing contests that the DVA sanctions.
Owen shook his head even as he stuffed it with a mouthful of waffle. They'd brought in real butter and real syrup to go with it. It was perfect.
Basically, they'll be testing the various aspects of my ability using their own team. Technically, this is to get a sense of what I'm capable of handling, but a lot of times heroes use it as a chance to prove they're better than someone else.
Zone dragged his spoon through his gray oatmeal.
Heroes acting like dicks. Oh, imagine that.
What kind of tests will they be doing?
Offensive, defensive, and adaptability. The first two are straightforward. They just see what you can dish out and what you can withstand. Supers have too much variety of powers to try and break it down more than that. Usually, they'll have you square off against someone who's strong in what you're trying to break. So for offense, they'll put me against Granite to see if I'm able to crack him. For defense, I'll probably have to deal with some of Gale's most powerful attacks.
You said there was a third one, too.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, that one is a fucker. Adaptability is where they hand you a hypothetical scenario and see how you deal with it. Shit like, you have 5 minutes to defeat a teleporter before he successfully sets a bomb off, or there are two citizens in the building behind you and a rock elementalist is attacking your team. The one condition is they obviously can't be tests that require lethal force to solve because the people doing the testing will be playing the villains. Even in a power assessment, killing is pretty strongly frowned upon.
Damn, that does seem like a bitch. Any clue what elemental fury will throw at you?
At this point, I think they'll go with a classic, the ambush. I'm doing basic patrol and a gang of criminal supers jumps out and tries to bring me down. It's not fancy, but it lets them use every member of their team against me at once, and since I don't have any travel powers, I'll have to fight each of them to surrender.
Owen took a bite of the overly crispy bacon, which helped calm his nerves a touch.
Given the nature of your abilities, it seems like that would actually favor you. After all, you are renowned for your indestructibility.
That's exactly why I think they'll pick it. It lets them get every one of their people in play, and they can fight me on what's supposed to be my home turf. If they can beat me on that count, it'll say a whole hell of a lot about their skill. If they fail, then they have the deniability of it only being because my power is so strong. Besides, there are more ways to incapacitate someone than just by knocking them unconscious.
Well, whatever they pull, we'll be there to see it. We've all been given the afternoon off to watch your assessment.
Really? Green was okay with this?
Mr. Green insisted, actually. He sees a benefit in showing a united front and cheering one of our team members on to victory.
Green was smart. Owen had to give him that. No matter how much he might dislike Titan at the moment, the fact still remained that tying the team to his image was good for the brand. The man could put business over personal feelings, a skill that made him especially dangerous. Regardless of the reason why they'd gotten permission, Owen was glad to have his team at the assessment. It would be nice to have a few people cheering for him, especially since they might be the only ones. Unlike the Piers team, Elemental Fury didn't have the luxury of living in the middle of a high-rise. No real hero team would use such a location for a base. Aside from defense concerns, putting a base in a shared building broke one of the core tenets that heroes lived by. It endangered civilians. It took a special breed of stupid to try and hit heroes where they lived, but unfortunately, stupid was never in short enough supply. That meant anywhere that a hero laid their head had to be as isolated as possible. When Owen first saw Elemental Fury's base, he was surprised that they'd taken such an old-school approach. It was located in the middle of a sizable lake, built atop an island that was almost certainly crafted by some skilled super. It was several stories high, with plenty of visible security cameras. Owen could only imagine the arsenal housed within that wasn't so easy to spot. He spent a while marveling at the place until he remembered that they were a legacy team. The base had been passed down with the title. At least a dozen heroes, each with their own skills and connections, had contributed to the defenses over the years. A metal walkway ran from the shore of the lake all the way to the base's front door. Owen approached the walkway with his team trailing several steps behind. Though they'd come to offer support, they also understood his need to focus before the actual brawling began. As Owen drew close to the walkway, he spotted a familiar form and felt a sense of relief wash over him.
Lenny, it's good to see you. I thought you might still be pissed about me accidentally pushing Gale into this.
Come on now. Why would I be mad about that? Have you seen the pre-order numbers? With my cut, I could take a month-long vacation on one of those islands where they carry you around everywhere.
Except you don't take vacations.
Yeah, I can dream, can't I?
Lenny turned to the rest of the peers, who were staring at him with blatant curiosity.
Ah, you must be my client's team. Great job you've all been doing keeping him in line. Galvanize, loved the way you played on camera at that last rescue. Bubble, that recent magazine spread was fantastic. Wouldn't be surprised if they call you for a centerfold gig. Zone, congratulations on the new Punch Juice commercial. I hear it's testing well in the Asian markets. Excellent. Don't be surprised if a new makeup company tries to open negotiations with you next week. Word on the grapevine is that you're turning into a hot commodity. A lot of folks are interested.
The four dumbstruck supers stared at him.
Oh, my apologies. I'm Lenny, Titan's agent.
You certainly are well informed.
It's my job, my passion, and my pleasure. Why don't you four go on ahead while I take my boy over to the assessment area? He's never been here and gets lost easily. The people working the door know to show you to my viewing area.
There's really no need.
None of that. If you're with one of mine, then you're with me. Now hustle along now. If I don't deliver this meathead on time, everyone has to wait for the show.
With little choice and no idea how to protest, the Pierce team headed down the walkway toward the entrance. Hexalant paused to glance back and throw Owen a rock-on hand signal, which he chose to believe was her version of a thumbs-up for luck.
Nice kids. You sure you wanted to bring them along for this?
They demanded to come. Said we were a team and they were going to cheer for me.
That a fact? Still thinking they're not as good as you?
No. I think that problem is good and dead.
Fantastic. Now that you've found your humility, let's go remind everyone else why you actually are better than them.
When Owen emerged from the elevator adjacent to the training area, he wasn't surprised to find the entire Elemental Fury team waiting for him. There were no windows in the thick walls, but he could still feel eyes upon him. Cameras were embedded all over the place, no doubt, picking up everything he said or did. He was under public scrutiny once more, and the pressure was like a dull pain in the back of his head. Much as he loved hero work, he'd managed to forget how much he hated this part.
Welcome to our training grounds, Titan. You are here for a standard power assessment to determine your skill levels in case we should ever need to call upon you for assistance or a team-up.
Yeah, sure. That's exactly why I'm here.
Excellent. Let me introduce you to our team. You've already met Granite, I believe.
Granite was in rock monster form, but he gave Owen a small wave that was almost comical coming from such an intimidating character. It was a nice reminder that not everyone on the team hated him.
To his right is Spring and Birdsman.
An older man wearing a costume that looked oddly arcane gave a bow, as did the lean young woman next to him. She wore a tight costume of bright greens and yellows, although there was a silver sash wrapped around her chest that didn't quite match the motif.
And to my left is Misdirection.
It was hard to tell if Misdirection was male or female. The flowing costume was topped off by a loose black sack of a mask that obscured any details about his or her head.
a joy to meet you.
Same here. I've heard great things about your entire team, and I have nothing but respect for what you've accomplished.
Thank you. The feeling is mutual. Now that introductions are done, shall we commence the assessment?
This is your party. Just tell me where you want me to dance.
Of course. Let's keep it standard and start with offense. Granite will serve as your sparring partner.
Owen nodded and headed into the center of the training area. So far, it was going like he'd expected, but it was unlikely that would continue. In real battle, nothing ever kept to plan. The others moved behind a clear barrier that had been erected in one of the corners. While each member of Elemental Fury was probably capable of handling themselves in case of danger, there was no need to take chances. When two strong men went after each other, there was bound to be collateral damage.
Listen, before we get started, you're basically invulnerable to raw force attacks, right?
Titan knew that any personal conversations would be edited out of the broadcast.
Worried that you won't be able to hurt me?
No, I'm trying to make sure I won't accidentally kill you.
Granite stared at Titan for a long moment, then seemed to conclude that his intentions were sincere.
If you're just throwing punches and kicks, I'll be fine. Breaking the rocks apart, even turning them to dust, doesn't stop me from regenerating. As long as you're not hiding some way to actually destroy them, I can take whatever you dish out.
Thanks. That's a big relief.
Whenever you're both ready, the room is clear.
This was clearly Gale's way of telling them to get the damn show on the road.
You good to go?
Ready when you are.
Granite gave a nod, then stood up tall, and began to speak to those watching out in pay-per-view land.
We will now commence the offense portion of the power assessment. Titan's goal is to break through my durable body as much as possible, incapacitating me if he's able. This portion of the assessment will be timed, lasting only 2 minutes. Since this is purely a test of his destructive potential, I will not be fighting back. If at any point I feel I am in genuine danger, I am allowed to call stop and the assessment will be halted. Titan, are you ready?
Hell yes.
Titan gave his knuckles a good cracking for emphasis. A little showmanship wasn't a bad thing now and then.
Then let the assessment begin.
Titan's first punch to Granite's torso slammed him into the wall with enough force to crack both it and Granite. Behind the barrier, the rest of Elemental Fury, except Gale, gaped in shock.
Holy shit! That's a hell of a punch.
We've always known Titan was strong, Spring.
Still.
Titan walked over to the wall where Granite was pulling himself back to a standing position. The big stone man had barely gotten his feet under him when Titan drove his fingers into Granite's chest and kept right on drilling.
This doesn't hurt you, right?
It doesn't feel like a fucking Thai massage. Shit.
Even though his vulgarities could be bleeped, Gale was going to ride his ass hard for swearing on camera.
Just cry uncle if it gets too bad.
Using his drilled grip on Granite's torso, Titan lifted the stone giant up. Granite lay in a literal heap at the base of a wall across the room.
Okay. That kind of sucked.
As his body reshaped itself, he could see Titan's approaching feet.
Credit where it's due. The stories aren't exaggerated. You hit pretty freaking hard.
Titan grabbed Granite's leg and squeezed.
Ow!
Thanks. And I say this as nicely as I can. You haven't even seen me hit hard yet.
With that, he swung the massive stone super over his shoulder and slammed him into the floor. Titan continued the assault for some time, creating all manner of craters and cracks in the previously immaculate floor. Eventually, the leg came off in Titan's hands, so he used it to whack away at Granite's head and torso until it crumbled in his hands.
Time's up!
Titan gave a small bow to his opponent, then leaned over him.
You okay?
Oh, will be. Thanks for asking.
Gray rocks and pebbles of all sizes rolled across the floor toward Granite as he slowly restacked himself up to a sitting position.
You really don't go halfway with your attacks, do you?
Titan flashed him a smile that made Granite feel uneasy in the pit of his reforming stomach.
You might be surprised. Maybe one day you'll see me in a not-so-friendly environment.
Well, I hope you can take as well as you give. Defense is next, and I know who you're going against.
Let me guess. Gale.
Ha! No such luck, old man. We're putting you against our heaviest damage dealer. You have to survive Birdsman.
All of his parts having been retrieved, Granite laboriously stood and walked back to the barrier as Birdsman came out from behind it. He moved slowly. Titan wasn't fooled. He knew that this man's physique had nothing to do with his power. Birdsman had been a hero when Owen was still in the Sizemore Tech HCP, and he'd saved countless lives in his illustrious career.
As you inquired with Granite, so I must now ask of you. Do you have any vulnerabilities that I should take care to avoid?
Not unless you've got a secret ability you're holding in reserve.
If I did, I'd hardly show it off for a thing like this.
Birdsman gave him a wry smile, then walked back across the room.
We will now commence the defensive portion of the assessment. I shall attack Titan for 2 minutes, or until he calls for me to stop. He is free to dodge or negate my attacks however he pleases, though he may not counterattack me in any way. When time is up, we shall assess how adept he was at defending against the onslaught. Titan, are you ready?
One quick question. I've never fought a super of your kind in an assessment before, so is it just you that I can't attack?
You are to move and act purely defensively during this portion of the assessment. No exceptions. Any more questions?
No, sir. Ready whenever you are.
The timer starts with my first attack.
Birdsman raised his arms, palms facing Titan and fingers outstretched.
Fire Eagle! Lightning Falcon!
Bursting forth from the thin air a few inches in front of Birdsman's hands came a pair of glowing avian creatures, each so bright it strained the eyes to look at them directly. They soared through the confined space, one made of flames, the other composed of electricity. Each did a single lap around the room, then dove directly for Titan. He sidestepped Fire Eagle, causing the flaming bird to sear the concrete before turning upward. As Owen watched it go, Lightning Falcon folded its narrow wings and hit him square in the shoulder, burying its talons in his flesh. Lightning Falcon held on briefly before releasing its grip. Titan dove for the relative shelter of the wall, just as Fire Eagle unleashed a wide cone of flame from its beak. He managed to scramble away, taking another strike from Lightning Falcon in the process. As Titan put some distance between himself and the avian attackers, he heard Birdsman say something else.
Plasma Hawk!
Titan was struck from behind with such heat and force that he stumbled forward, floating in the air, burning too hot to look at dead on, was Plasma Hawk. It flapped its broad wings once, and a lance of energy struck out toward Titan. The bolt narrowly missed him, but where it had hit, the concrete was gone, revealing a now white-hot metal reinforcing rod. Even the area around it was bubbling, concrete dripping slowly to the floor.
Holy sh... I mean, crap! I've seen videos, but that thing is intense up close.
You did say you could handle everything in my repertoire, which makes me wonder, why are you jumping around so much?
Because unlike some people, I have to pay to replace these damn costumes.
Titan dodged a strike from Plasma Hawk, but fell right into Fire Eagle and Lightning Falcon's clutches. The two tore at him until he hit the ground and rolled, just in time to narrowly avoid another blast from Plasma Hawk. By the time the 2 minutes had finally passed, Titan's shirt hung off him in scorched tatters, and one of his pant legs had burned off below the knee. Only his mask, no doubt at Birdsman's direction, had been left unscathed. The walls of the training space were scorched and melted. The only two things in the room completely unharmed were the corner barrier that sheltered the rest of Elemental Fury and Titan himself. Despite the bird's constant barrage, he'd come through without so much as a mild shock or burn. Gale had watched his defensive trial with the same passively detached face she'd worn throughout the entire offensive assessment. They'd known it was a long shot that Birdsman might be able to do even a little visible damage to Titan, but she'd still held on to hope. In the end, it didn't matter, though. She'd staked their pride on the final part of the assessment. Gale found it hard to keep from smiling. She was going to break the will of a threat to her city and increase the prestige of her team all in a single blow.
This is going to be a good day.
Elemental Fury followed Gale as she moved away from the barrier, fanning out with each step. Birdsman's summons hovered a few feet above his head. Titan watched all of this, keeping track of as many of their positions as possible.
Clearly, you did well on the first two assessments. Your strength and endurance are still apparent to this day. However, there is more to being a hero than brute force, and there is more than one way to be taken down. For the last portion of your exam, I think we would like to see how you fare against a myriad of threats, ones you cannot simply punch your way through.
All five members of Elemental Fury were facing him, spread out in three quarters of a circle.
In order to test how you think on your feet, we've decided to do the trial of ambush!
Titan dove toward the floor, just as a powerful gust of wind pushed him toward the nearest wall. Quickly rolling to his feet, he looked up to see where the next attack was coming from. Unfortunately, at that moment, his world went black. The next of Gale's attacks struck him in the chest and briefly lifted him off his feet. Now, Titan heard super speed footsteps.
That must be Spring.
In an instant, he remembered the sash she wore and thrust his right arm up in the air. Just as he suspected, the sash was whipping around him, binding his left arm to his body and his legs together. Before Titan could lose his balance, wind lifted him off the floor again.
Blind, bound, and stuck up in a tornado. Gotta hand it to Gale. This is a damn good way to neutralize a strongman.
According to the rules of this trial, if Titan is immobilized for a consecutive minute, the assessment is over.
Gale must have been able to direct her voice to carry over the wind she was generating.
Feel free to struggle. The crowd will love it. Fair warning, though, that cloth that Spring bound you with can hold back a charging elephant. Even if you slip free, you'll still be blind and suspended in the air. You've lost, Titan.
You know, I've got nothing against you all. And under normal circumstances, I can accept defeat, but not today. Too many criminals out there watching, waiting to see if they should still be afraid of me. Also, my boys might be watching this too. Sorry, Gale. Really, I am.
Titan stretched his limbs, slowly spreading the fabric apart.
Is he tearing that stuff?
He couldn't be.
Looks like it from here.
It's supposed to be impossible.
Titan was free of his bonds, but as Gale had said, still blind and suspended. Fortunately, he knew how to deal with a tornado. He stuck out his limbs, catching different wind currents, until he was jerking and dancing about in the tornado, bobbing up and down rapidly. Gale struggled to maintain control to keep him centered, but after a few seconds, Titan's hand made contact with the ceiling. As soon as he felt the rough concrete, he punched, sending him hurtling through the air, across the room and out of Gale's tornado. Titan hit the wall hard, landed on his feet, and quickly scanned the room. His move had also shaken off Misdirection's illusion of blindness, but the large black orb that had been wrapped around his head was making a beeline for him. He grabbed a fistful of rubble from the floor, took a bead on Misdirection, and reared back his arm. The rocks struck, and the black orb collapsed and dissipated. Bracing his feet against the cracked wall he'd slammed against, Titan shoved off, firing himself at Misdirection before she could get up. He landed next to her and dropped his huge hand over her head.
You're down.
The other members of the team paused, following the rules of the assessment.
Looks like you got me.
Titan removed his hand, and Misdirection stood and headed back toward the barrier.
But the others won't be so easy.
A streak of avian-shaped electricity descended from the air, grabbing onto Titan's face and attacking with all its might, obscuring his vision and hearing. Granite slammed into his back, sending Titan across the room. The electric bird maintained its grip, pecking and slashing at Titan's face. He grabbed the summoned creature in front of him and tore it in half. Birdsman was clearly in pain, but he still had two birds left. Now, Granite was barreling toward Titan, just as Gale unleashed a blast of wind. In the next split second, Titan assessed the situation. Spring was unaccounted for, and his research told him that she had more tricks up her sleeve. The frontal assault looked like a tactic to drive him backward into a trap. The best thing to do was the opposite of what they wanted. Titan broke left, away from Gale's attack, and right into Granite's path. He hit Granite low and flipped him over his shoulder. Whatever had exploded under Granite had encased him in sticky green goop.
Damn, that would have been enough force to stick you to the ceiling. Pretty smart, realizing it was a trap. Of course, you did leave yourself open during that throw!
Titan barely had time to register the explosion that came from a small device stuck to his back before it sent him stumbling headfirst into a far wall. In the brief time he spent with his head smashed against the concrete, he felt hands moving impossibly fast, placing more charges against his body.
This is for tearing my capture sash. Mending that thing is a bitch!
This time, Titan barely even heard the explosion. His ears were filled up too quickly with the green goop as it cascaded over him. The five that Spring had stuck on Titan drove him half a foot deep into the wall and coated his back from head to toe in the stuff. Even for someone like him, it was a less than ideal situation.
Titan now has 1 minute to free himself before Elemental Fury is named as the winner of the assessment. Don't worry, if he doesn't get free, we'll do it for him. Don't want him to suffocate.
He tested the goop carefully and found it stronger than he was expecting. It was well designed, both flexible and tough. Of course, even if it were indestructible, the concrete it bonded with certainly wasn't, at least for him. He began pulling himself backward against the resistance of the goop. When he'd gotten far enough away to move his arms, Titan pressed his hands carefully against the surface in front of him. Titan tore himself and a considerable chunk of concrete free from the wall. Spring was nearby, glaring at him with a mix of shock and annoyance. Birdsman seemed focused on keeping his summons ready to act, and Gale was flat out glowering. That last expression told him that his minute wasn't up yet. He charged across the room straight at Birdsman. He made a quick motion. Plasma Hawk soared through the air and lashed out with a beam of energy. Titan stopped and turned just in time. The plasma turned the goop into bubbling liquid and an almost certainly toxic green mist.
You're smarter than I expected.
Yeah, I've picked up some critical thinking skills over the years. My personal favorite has always been field advantage.
Titan lifted his leg. One of the half-melted sections of flooring left from his earlier battle with Birdsman fractured, splintering off several feet in three directions. His next attack sent more tremors out, widening the already broken gaps and creating four new ones.
Cute, trying to make it hard for me to run. Don't think that'll be enough, though.
The wind struck Titan from the side, slamming his back into the concrete. Bracing his feet against the wall, Titan shot himself forward toward Birdsman. Plasma Hawk darted into Titan's path again. He took the beam of energy head-on and kept going, smashing into its source. Titan grabbed Plasma Hawk in his right hand and squeezed as hard as he could. A wave of heat washed over Titan as the summon was crushed into non-existence. Birdsman staggered back. Blood trickled from his nose as he swayed on his feet. Spring appeared on his left with what appeared to be another bomb. Titan only had time to flip his arm up.
What the hell?
Spring pulled against the green goop that was binding her hand, and the bomb still clutched in it, to his arm.
This got burned off!
Oh, I kept a little, just in case.
Titan grabbed Spring's head in his free hand.
By the way, you're out.
You dick.
Spring undid the fastening on her yellow glove and pulled her hand out, leaving it and the bomb still stuck to Titan's forearm. Then she zipped over behind the safety barrier, leaving Titan to face Birdsman.
Do we need to engage in theatrics?
No. I can admit when I've been beaten. Good show, Titan. Nice to see you haven't lost your touch. Next time we should play on a bigger stage, though. I think my fourth bird might just have changed the outcome of this assessment.
Well, it ain't over yet.
He looked up toward the ceiling, where Gale was hovering as she waited for Birdsman to get clear. Now that it was just the two of them left, he hoped she would finally come at him full force. The small pieces of debris near Titan's foot began to move first, followed by the larger chunks. The tattered remains of his jeans flapped. Across the room, he saw the remaining members of Elemental Fury pulling the clear barrier to the wall and anchoring it firmly. Whatever Gale was conjuring up, it was likely to be a doozy.
You're powerful. More powerful than I expected, I'll give you that. But you're reckless. You take too many chances that could get people hurt.
Sometimes we have to take chances to get the job done.
I don't agree. Well-laid plans and execution can minimize risk and overcome any obstacle.
Looks like we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Titan readied himself as he saw Gale's eyes shift about the room. She was buying time with the conversation, and he had no intention of getting swept up in whatever she was planning. As quickly as he could, Titan raised his right foot high off the ground and pointed the toe of his reinforced boot downward. Titan's foot sank through the floor past his ankle, anchoring him. The blast of wind that struck his chest was tremendous, so powerful that he nearly slipped out of his boot as he was lifted up. Gale struck again and again, furious blasts coming at Titan from nearly every direction. Titan managed to lower himself down to the ground, digging his fingers into the floor to help solidify his hold. The assault was incredible, which meant it also had to be taxing. Even someone like Gale would only be able to keep it up for so long. All Titan could do was stay in place and try to wait her out. Finally, Titan noticed a steadily increasing lull between attacks. He chanced to look and saw Gale, eyes still blazing, but with a noticeable sheen of sweat on her forehead. She was probably trying to think of another way to come at him to negate his strategy of rooting himself. At that moment, she was more focused on what she should do than on what was happening, and that was what Titan had been waiting for throughout the entire match. His left leg shifted back as he braced his foot against the corner where the wall and floor met. Gale was smart. She'd seen him jump, so she was high enough to stay out of his range. But Titan hadn't let her see how long his jumps could really be. As he flew toward Gale, he saw the shock in her face as she realized he was going to reach her. As soon as Titan had a grip on her, he spun around in the air, taking the impact with his back. The two tumbled to the ground, where Titan landed on his back, again saving Gale from being squashed.
Unless you've got some kind of ultra-resistance that would stop me from squishing you, I think we can both agree that you're down.
Titan could feel Gale shivering from a toxic mix of rage and adrenaline.
That was a beyond idiotic maneuver. If I'd managed to stop you, you'd have been completely under my control.
It was a risk, but it paid off.
That is not the point. It was a stupid, dangerous maneuver. You would have lost if it didn't work.
No, I'd have just been in a shitty position. I'd have figured something else out. Now, are you going to admit that I got you so we can be done with this ridiculousness?
Fine. I concede that you could have taken me out of the fight. You successfully subdued every member of Elemental Fury in the ambush and provided a strong showing in your assessment. Should we ever require someone of your talents, we will contact you.
Titan smiled and set Gale carefully on the floor. He pulled himself up next, giving a polite nod to the others that were emerging from the barrier.
You guys put up a hell of a fight.
Oh, that means so much coming from you.
Titan leaned close to Gale.
Okay, I get it. You still don't like me, or you think I'm dangerous or whatever.
Our town already has enough heroes running around pulling stupid, dangerous stunts. The last thing they need is an idol to hold up as an example that infantile behavior occasionally works.
You know, I'm getting real sick and tired of you making all these assumptions about me. First it was that I'm a media whore, then it was that I was reckless. I don't even want to know what you'll come up with tomorrow. Let's be real clear. You're the one who pushed for this event, so think hard before you accuse anyone of being spotlight hungry. As for the reckless thing...
Titan turned her around and pointed across the room. where Spring was freeing granite with some sort of solvent from a spray can.
My power is all about hitting hard, yet I brought down every member of your team, and not one of them has more than a bruise or two. Think long and hard about that fact next time you want to call me reckless.
Titan released his grip on Gale and walked across the room to help with granite, leaving a silent Gale staring at his naked back. Owen had just finished changing into his backup shirt and pants when he heard the door to the locker room open. He sat down on a bench and began to lace a pair of fresh boots.
How'd I do?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Lenny sat on the bench across from him.
Your offense and defense portions reminded everyone that in a contest of pure might, always bet on Titan. Now, obviously, we expected that part, though. What really impressed me was the show you put on with that last section. You let those folks shine pretty bright.
I didn't want to damage them. They've got criminals to stop, too.
Owen finished his first boot and moved on to the second.
Yeah, you struck a nice balance. They showed off their skills against a legend, and you reminded them why you're called that in the first place. Overall, it was a win across the board.
Lenny leaned forward and stared at his client.
So, why do you look like someone just stole your ice cream and kicked your puppy?
I don't know. Honestly, I realize this is about as good an outcome as I could have hoped for. I guess I'm just a little miffed that I had to be here in the first place.
Owen planted the other foot on the floor and met Lenny's eyes.
When I came back, I said I was doing it to make a difference, to help people and stay out of the petty politics and bullshit that took me out the first time. Here we are, not even a month later, and I'm in a stupid pissing contest for no reason other than a hero thought I might cause some trouble. I let myself get roped back in. Now I'm pissed at myself for allowing it to happen and at the system for bringing me to this point.
Yeah, it's a wet mess of shit. But that's the life. The reputations, the media stuff, it's all important. Come on, Titan. You've been at this for a long time. You're not some HCP senior who just got the speech. You know what heroes are really here for. Coming back in meant you were taking that burden on along with all the others.
I'm fully aware of what I committed to, Lenny. Just in one of those moods, I guess.
Ah, yes, those moods. What fuckers they are.
Lenny stood from the bench and reached into his pocket. He pulled out his cell phone and began tapping on the screen.
Might have something that'll pull you out of your funk, though. Yeah.
Owen took the phone from Lenny. Its screen was already playing a video file. It took him a moment to realize what he was seeing, until he noticed the familiar costumes of his peers' team. He could just make out the shape of the giant television in the corner, which all of them were watching with rapt attention.
They were cheering for you so damn loud, I was half tempted to kick them out of my VIP accommodations. But in the end, I thought doing this might be more helpful.
Owen couldn't tell what part of the fight they were watching. He only knew that they all suddenly grew very quiet.
That was when Spring stuck all those weird goo bombs on you. Poor kids really thought you might be down for the count.
Lenny reached over and took his phone back as his file finished playing, then patted Owen on his enormous shoulder.
It's easy to lose sight of what matters when you're entrenched in all the bullshit. But there are people out there who are happier for seeing you succeed. You are making a difference by being back in the life. I bet some kid out there has already hung a new Titan poster over his bed. So, you still having a mood?
No. I think I'm good.
Owen pulled himself off the bench, pausing only to make sure that his costume was on straight. There were going to be reporters and cameras outside the locker room. He wanted to make sure that Titan looked his best, just in case fans were watching.
Hey, Lenny, did I ever thank you?
For the generous portion of the profits I got us from this whole clusterfuck? No, you didn't. But nothing says thanks quite like a bottle of 50-year-old scotch.
Not for the money, though I'll be watching for a check. I meant for making me join up with a new team when I came back. As hard as I tried to fight it at the time, it seems so obvious now that you were right. Those kids have probably kept me more centered than anything else since I've gotten back in. And I wouldn't have them if not for you.
Any agent worth his salt knows what his client needs to stay in peak condition. For you, it's a network of people who depend on you. For others, It's ego-stroking sycophants or more drugs and sex than a 70s rock festival. Yours involves a lot less blowback, which means a lot less work for me. So it's my pleasure. Now let's get out there already. And remember to pimp the fact that we'll have DVDs for sale next week.
Whatever you say, Lenny.
When Owen finally got home that night, he was worn out. Not physically, of course. Even as respectable a fight as Elemental Fury had put up wasn't enough to drain his body's reserves. No, this was a mental weariness that came from shaking hands, smiling for cameras, and general schmoozing. He'd have happily skipped it all, but it was necessary for damage control. Seeing their heroes fight against one another could be rough on those who looked to them as a united front, especially children. The interviews and smiles between Titan and people who'd just been trying to bring him down showed everyone that it was all a good-natured game, nothing more serious than shooting hoops in the park. Once he was finally safe inside his sparse bedroom, Owen peeled away the layers of Titan, thankful to be simply himself again, if only for a short while. Lenny was already talking about a few new meetings and perhaps a sponsorship deal. Lenny was the best, but that also meant being his client could get a bit tiring from time to time. A long hot shower washed away enough of Owen's fugue that when he stepped into his room, he quickly noticed a small light blinking on his bedside table. It was his hero earpiece, letting him know that he had messages. He picked up the communicator and slid it into his ear.
Titan, checking in for message relay.
Dispatch recognizes Titan and congratulates him on his showing today.
Well, thank you for the congratulations and the encouragement.
No thanks required. Are you ready for your messages?
I am.
Titan, this is Topsy. Wanted to say I caught the show today and you did us old-timers proud. Way to remind them what the Gentle Hammers were all about. Anyway, we've known each other too long for me to beat around the bush. I'm sure you know what happened with my team a while back. I could use your help. If you don't mind coming on to do a little freelance consulting, every remaining member of the Wild Buck saw what you did today, and I think they'd listen to whatever advice you offered. I understand if your plate is too full. Just let me know.
Owen felt a certain relief at hearing Topsy's message and resolved to chew those youngsters a new one if that was required.
Titan, this is Zero. We've met once or twice, though I've never had the pleasure of working with you. You may or may not be aware, but I am no longer working active hero duty. I have retired to be the dean of one of the hero certification programs. There is a small matter I'd like to discuss with you, should you have the time. Feel free to call through dispatch. She can plug you into my usual line of communication. Thank you.
Owen knew very well who Zero was, the hero who had retired to run the Lander Hero Certification Program, the one that had accepted 5 former Powards into its ranks. His sons were among them. Whatever reason Zero had for calling him, it almost certainly had to be a bad one.
Salutations and congratulations, my good oaf. This is Jeremiah. In case you've already forgotten my voice after our long discussion on theoretical robotics, I'm calling because while you were knocking the stuffing out of the biggest team on the block, I may have found a bit more interesting information. I'm out of touch for the next few days, however, you can meet me tomorrow night at the Sleek Minx around 7. Have your costume ready, but come in wearing civvies. Or don't, if you aren't all that curious. Up to you. Though, I will say this much, I do not expect tomorrow night to be boring.
That concludes your messages. Would you like me to patch you through to anyone?
Owen considered his options. The one he most wanted to talk with was Jeremiah. But subtlety heroes rarely joked about being unreachable, so there was no point in trying to call. Topsy was the more obvious choice, but Owen wanted to mull things over a bit before he called his old friend. They needed to be clear on what Owen would be doing if he went over to talk to the Wild Bucks. That left Zero, the call Owen was dreading the most. Save for 1 week together last spring, Owen hadn't seen his sons since he left his family. And even that reunion hadn't exactly been heartwarming. No, the only reason the Dean would call him was if it was something to do with their powers. Owen was the closest match to Herschel and Roy's abilities that he knew of, so if an issue came up, then he was likely the best resource for fixing it. There was also the possibility, no matter how small, that something really bad had happened. The sort of bad that required parental notification. The boys had been doing better, and the HCP ran a tight ship, but accidents did happen.
Yes, please connect me with Zero.
Fortunately, Owen's concerns about Zero's call were misplaced. Things with the boys were fine. What Zero needed was a favor. The man was professional through and through. He stated what he wanted, then immediately entered negotiation mode to get it. It spoke to Zero's understanding that this was the strategy Owen would prefer. Fortunately, Zero's request could be put on the back burner for a little while. Owen had dispatch connect him with Topsy next. While it was nice to speak with his old friend, Owen couldn't help noticing the weariness in Topsy's voice as they'd gone over their calendars to find a mutually open date. It hurt to hear his former partner so drained, and it was made all the worse by the fact that Owen knew he might very well be adding to Topsy's stress. Finally, he called Lenny, who was less than thrilled by Owen's requests concerning Zero and Topsy, but the agent knew that his client would be determined to help out, even if it required going outside his regular responsibilities.